Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast, where you can listen in on some casual conversation about the good news of Jesus without all of the inconsistent religious double talk. If you've ever struggled with feelings of hopelessness, guilt, and despair, or wondered if you're really right with God, it's time to discover the true freedom that comes with the gospel of unlimited and overflowing grace.
All right, ready or not, here we go. It's this week's new edition of the Growing in Grace podcast. Joel, the Breeze Man, Breezeki, with Mike, the Cap Kepler. Several years have gone by that we've been doing this thing, and the freedom for which Christ has set us free remains one of our top priorities of what we like to convey here. The love of God, the grace of God, the joy that is found in Him, the confidence that we place, not in ourselves, but in Him and what He has done and in His life in us. I mean, that's what we're trying to communicate here, and we're just going to keep on plugging away at doing that, and we thank you. I think about this a lot, but when it comes to recording, my mind is often on, you know, what we're talking about, but I do. I mean, it is very humbling for us to have, you know, whether it's one person or 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 or whatever people listening, we thank you for joining us in this. I do want to point out that, and we've said it a lot, we are two guys here, Mike Kepler and me, Joel Breezeki. We're just two guys who are sharing our perspectives on things. We've been walking in grace for quite a few years, a few decades, two or three decades, and we like sharing what we've learned with people. We are not, this goes back to some comments that we received a little while ago, Bible answer guys. I mean, yes, if you have a question for us, yes, if you want to send us an email or comment on something, if, you know, if it's in our hearts, you know, and if we have the time, you know, we can do that, but I don't know how, I'm trying to be delicate, but with saying that we're just here to share some things, and hopefully it'll set you free and help you to be free in Christ. And a lot of people want answers to things. They have nagging things. We've talked about this before. You have a verse. What about this verse? Well, what about this? What about the end times? What about this or that or the other thing? And what's your opinion on that? What's your thoughts? You know what? Sometimes we don't have the answers to everything. Or maybe we do have thoughts. Maybe we do. But it's everybody has an opinion on certain things. I don't know. I think you probably know what I'm trying to say here, Cap. But I just want to communicate that we are thankful that you are here. And we're trying to share the love and grace of God as we have come to know it. And as it relates to what we think a lot of people in our listening audience have been through.
Hmm. Boy, this could turn into a different topic than what we planned on.
It could.
Or maybe not. I don't know. But, yeah, so you bring up an interesting thought here that people are always looking for answers. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, am I like that too? Of course, we all want answers, right? We all want to know truth. But I'm not sure that I really feel the desire to ask those kinds of questions as much anymore.
Right.
There are just some things where in grace, walking with the Spirit over a period of time, I've just developed something, maybe with the help of God, where I can just put a lot of things on the shelf.
Yeah.
When I was a young Christian, before I hit that grace bridge, Joel, one thing I was really passionate about was end time stuff, things related to a second coming of Jesus and the end of the world. And, you know, obviously that's going to intrigue some people. It sure did me. And I was pretty passionate about some of the doctrinal things I believed about that one. Shortly after I came to grace, it's almost as if supernaturally I just had no passion for that anymore. It's just like it was taken away. This is just me. I'm just talking from my perspective
right.
here. And I thought, you know what? I just don't know about some of that stuff. And I got other things to focus on here with this newfound grace that people aren't hearing much about. And this is really where it's at. And so that's the road I went down. And that's just one example. But and if you were to ask me about the subject today, privately, I might say the same things. I'm just really not that passionate about it. But I would say that many of the things I used to believe, I don't necessarily believe anymore on that. And I think the church as a whole has missed really what much of that is about. Now, having said all that, there are a lot of church people out there, a lot of Christians out there, whether they go to church or not, who, you know, believe that the Bible is their source for their belief system. And yet you've got a church over here on this corner and one across the street on this corner who are both claiming the Bible is their final authority, and they are night and day on a whole bunch of different topics within the pages of that collection of writings. They're not anywhere near in agreement on a whole bunch of what would normally should be considered pretty critical things when it comes to being saved and other things. And so, I mean, you can ask somebody, I don't want Joel to start sweating on his forehead here, but you can ask somebody what they think the law of liberty is that James referred to. Ask 100 different theologians, what is the law of liberty? What is the word that we're supposed to do? You know, be a hearer and doer of the word. What's the word? What's the law of liberty? And watch how many different answers you get. Mm-hmm. And so where I'm trying to go with this is that sometimes while you're seeking answers to questions, there's a website out there that's probably quite popular, and it's filled with all kinds of traditional thinking and misinformation. I'm not saying all of it, right, but a lot of it. And a lot of it's just made up. For people who got questions, they go to that website and try to get answers. And they may not be the right answers is the point, mm-hmm. like you were saying, Joel. We might not know the answers to the questions that are asked of us. And mm-hmm. God can still keep us at peace through all of that. Yes. If we were meant to know everything and understand everything completely in this life, then I don't know what that would look like.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I mean, if we were all in complete agreement and understood it, and that's the point. We all have the same spirit, right? But then we open up these pages of the Bible, and oh boy, there's all kinds of disagreements out there.
Yeah.
Because we don't know everything, and God hasn't revealed everything. And so
it's okay.
I would encourage people, Joel, to just relax and rest. It's okay to ask questions and try to get answers.
Yes.
But sometimes they may not always be the right ones, and that's where we kind of have to allow the Spirit to help direct us in that way.
Yeah, and just recently someone had asked about Ananias and Sapphira. There's a big one. You know, a lot of people want to know, Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit and both fell dead. And someone recently asked, is there a grace explanation to this? And I'm like, if you listen to a lot of different grace people, you'll hear different explanations of what happened there. And so, mm-hmm. and that's okay. That's all right. And maybe there is an answer to what happened there. Maybe there is, but it's okay. Can you be content?
I think there's a try to escape the intellectual part of all this sometimes. You know, yeah. We try to figure things out intellectually, and we don't always get there.
Right. So it's in Acts 5. Can you be content if you don't have a solid answer to why that happened with Ananias and Sapphira? Can you be content with your questions about other things? And again, questions are good, and it's good to pursue. You can ask people, you can ask us, you can ask people. I mean, I'm not saying it's wrong. My son, he comes over every week, and we were sitting around, just the four of us, the family, we were sitting there talking about different things, and he said that he wants to know the truth about things, and he doesn't want to hear it. He wants to hear it for himself, not just go with what everybody says, or not just mm-hmm. go with what people say. And I say, that's a good thing. I say, on the one hand, too, it's okay. I think God has gifted certain people to be able to be teachers and to be able to explain certain things, and there's nothing wrong with that. So don't necessarily reject everything that other people say, but at the same time, it's good that you're seeking God for yourself about that. And then he said something also along the lines of, well, if I ask him for the truth about a certain thing, then that's the truth and that's it. And I had to say it can be, but at the same time, things that I believed God had revealed to me 30 years ago as the truth on a certain thing, my opinions, my ideas, my understandings have shifted, have changed over the years, and I think there's room for growth. So I don't want to say that everything that I believe the Holy Spirit revealed to me, I can't just say this is the solid truth for all time and eternity and for the rest of my life. That's always going to be my explanation, my understanding of things. In other words, we got a lifetime here, and it's a lifetime of learning. It's a lifetime of growth and a lifetime of also, like we were just talking about, not understanding, not having a perfect understanding of everything, and it's okay. The main thing is that God knows us, and through Christ, we know him, and that's good. And we were talking about last week, you can just get up and live, and maybe you'll have some answers, some questions answered, maybe not, and be curious all you want. Look in the scriptures, seek God, and but don't be worried if you don't have a full understanding of everything. It's okay, and that's normal, and it's going to be that way for the rest of your life.
You know, I've pointed out recently that what we know now about certain things is really just a snapshot in time, and it does and can and may gradually change. It may adjust. It may mature, like what you were talking about. You know, sometimes the things that we grow in our understanding of when it comes to spiritual things, it can take our minds time to catch up from what is spiritually discerned. And it was that way for the people in the first century church, too, when it came to after Jesus rose. And this was all kind of a new thing. Not everybody related fully to Jesus becoming their escape hatch from the burden of the law. They thought that somehow there was this this connection, this intersect between Jesus and the law. And so many believing Jews were still clinging to the law back at that time. They didn't have a full revelation of everything yet, understandably so. So I say that to encourage people that there's a growing process here, right? We call our program Growing in Grace, and it's not that we get more grace. We just come to a better understanding of who we are in him because of the grace that he has brought to us through Jesus Christ.
Right. Yeah. So what were we going to talk about here?
Well, I didn't know if we were going to have enough time.
Well, we could get started and then, you know, because we've done this before. We've had something planned to talk about and then get into something totally different. We do have a little bit of time left, and I know that, you know, some of this comes back to maybe what we were going to talk about. I think confidence in Christ versus confidence in ourselves. You know, faith is confidence or being convicted of a thing, and it has to do with confidence in Christ versus confidence in ourselves and in our works and in the things that we do. It seems that you and I both have had this experience, Cap, and I know that our listeners can relate to this, most of them, that at one point or another, maybe for many years, for many of us, with our lips, we would say our faith, our confidence is in Christ. But then when it came to our daily living, we've described it as a roller coaster before of ups and downs. And I think it was because, even though we would say we've put our faith in Christ, our confidence, our daily confidence, was often in how well we were performing, how well we were doing. And if we were doing well, if we were performing well, like thinking that we had all the works, doing all the works, going to church and tithing and then doing all these good things, then we felt good. And if we felt like we weren't doing all the things that we should do, or we're doing some bad things, then we felt bad. It was kind of a roller coaster ride of emotions and of feeling like we were right with God and then feeling we're not right with God. And really, it boils down to the fact that we've been made righteous despite anything that we do, that we don't have to be on that roller coaster of feeling if we're right or wrong with God, if we're right with God or not right with Him, because He has done everything that is necessary for us to be right with Him. And it's not just being right with Him. It's we've been given life, eternal life. Eternal life, we already have it. We're walking in that eternal life now. Yeah, we're going to receive a new body someday, but we do have that eternal life now, because that eternal life is, Jesus said, and this is eternal life, that it's to know the Father, it's to know the Son, it's to know God. That's what eternal life is, and we've been given that life, and it is eternal life, and our confidence is in that and not in our behavior. That's partially what we were going to talk about today, and we got a little bit of time left. If you want to add anything to that, maybe then next week we'll pick up on it.
I'm sure people can relate to it. For years before I came to Grace, Joel, I my confidence was basically, now that I look back on it, it was based in upon me.
Yeah.
I mean, it was based upon how well I thought I was doing. So when I was riding the wave on the spiritual surfboard and hanging 10 or whatever, I just thought I was in a good place with God, based upon the things I was doing. Boy, my Bible time was up. Prayer time was you know, just exploding. Church attendance, just, you know, giving more, you know, helping people. And some of these are good things, but my confidence in Him was based upon me and what I was doing. And if things weren't going so well, or I didn't feel like I was, you know, keeping up with whatever, with whatever rule book I was trying to follow at the time, if I didn't feel like it was going that well, or I wasn't doing enough, then my confidence waned and weakened. And I wondered, where am I at with God here? You know, is he still with me? Is He still going to bless me? And all of that. And so I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. Maybe we can get into it a little bit more next week, but that is not where our confidence is at. And so, you know, when you hear the phrase, you ran the race well, but then you were hindered, people automatically, their brains, because of the way they're programmed, will automatically go to, oh, he's talking about behavior here. And it's not about that. And so I think we can maybe get into that a little bit more on the next Growing in Grace program.
And just a quick programming note, I recently had a conversation with a man named Torben Jensen. He's an exchange life counselor, and he also has written a book that will soon be published on the subject of forgiveness. So that will be on the Growing in Grace Together podcast. You can find it all at the same place here that you find Growing in Grace. So stay tuned for that coming up this week at growingingrace.org and on all the podcasting apps as well.
This has been Growing in Grace with Mike Kapler and Joel Brzezicki, heard online through various internet sources around the world each week. Access past programs by visiting growingingrace.org. Share it with a friend and listen again next week for more Growing in Grace.